Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome again to another episode of Health Beat. I'm your host, Brian Hazelgren. We have another great show today that is very exciting to not only think about, but to also doing some research and getting things ready to do this particular podcast. This is a good friend of mine, Dr. Dalal Akhoury. She's going to be joining us. We're actually going to be talking about a lot of different aspects of health and wellness. As you all know, as you're listening into this show for the many years we've been doing this, you realize that integrative medicine is an important element of my life. I'm passionate about it. So we're going to be discussing a little bit of that and why the patient is literally the center of a holistic approach. And Dr. Dalal Akhoury is an expert in this field. She has not only exceeded a lot of expectations from a lot of different people, but she's also got an extremely deep connection, not just physically, but also spiritually for her patients. And we are just so honored and grateful to have Dr. Dalal with us today. So welcome to the show, everyone. And let me just do one quick little important thing, and that is introduce you to Dr. Dalal Akhoury, who is also running the AwareMed centers, their AwareMed Health and Resource Centers. She has done some amazing work with a lot of people around the world. She saved lives. And we are just so honored to have her with us today. So Dr. Dalal Akhoury, welcome today. Thank you for being on with us.
Hello, Brian. Thank you, everyone. What a great day. What an amazing day to be here today. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be sharing with your audience incredible things that really made me who I am and why I, what is my why? So I am excited. I can't wait.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and why you got into medicine and why you became a medical professional and a doctor? And tell us a little bit about your background and your story, and then we'll get into all the good things that you're doing today with AwareMed and the resource centers that you have. But tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
So, Brian, I am from Egypt. I'm originally from Egypt. My dream was to become an engineer. It was every day of my life, I dreamed to be that engineer I wanted to be. I liked to be like my father, who was incredible. He was so famous. He was so well known. He was so loved. And one day, my dad turned yellow, and it really didn't understand, and he turned yellower and yellow, and I was just 17, maybe almost 17 at the time. He turned yellower and weaker and weaker and meeker and started losing weight. And, you know, it wasn't the same strong man that I've ever known. And back then, almost 50 years ago, they wouldn't tell you that your dad had cancer. I did not know, neither me nor my mom, that my dad had pancreatic cancer, but her brother got very sick and he was in Morocco, and my dad was supposed to go with her, see my uncle in Morocco. Then my dad got so sick that he decided to let me go instead of him. Back then it was easy. You can change the name and a person can travel. So I traveled with my mom. And 3 days later in Morocco, in Rabat, my uncle says, your father is sick and he wants you to go right back. The truth is my dad was gone. Wow. So I wasn't there for my dad. but all the way from Morocco to Egypt, to I was thinking, oh my God, my dad may not be home. I may come to an empty place. And somehow the weakness that I had turned into strength. And I said, oh no, if my dad is gone, I was the oldest of four. And I said, I am going to take care of my sisters and my brother and my mom. And I will do everything I can. I don't know where that power came from. I don't know where the courage came from. But I was, as I was reaching Alexandria from Cairo, I was ready to know that my dad wasn't home. I'm telling you, until today, 50 years later, it's very painful to remember coming home to an empty home. Many days and many nights, I would go to his pictures and tell him, Dad, I promised you I would make you proud. And that was a turning point in my life. So I decided, no, I'm not going to be that engineer, that nuclear engineer that I wanted to be. No, now I'm going to have to be a doctor. And a year later, I finished my, graduated with high grades, and I was able to get into medical school. And I don't know how I got into medical school, but I did. So I went into medical school and I worked very hard. And I wasn't making the highest grades. And people, because there is reasons why in Egypt, if you are Christian, you would not be able to get the highest grade. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I wanted to leave Egypt and I wanted to come to the US where I can find answers to cancer. That was at least what I thought. So I studied very hard and took the ECFMG and the visa qualifying exam. And most of my friends or colleagues who made much higher grades than I did not pass. And I happened to be one of the very few from my class who were able to make it to Egypt, to the US. And that was a journey. And then I graduated from pediatrics and then pediatric oncology at Emory and St. Jude Hospital. And then I discovered, oh no, did I make all this trip and I made all these sacrifices and I don't see the answers I came for? You know, some of the things you did not know is after I got married in Egypt, I had to make a very hard decision. I had to leave my two sons, one less than a year old, and the other one was 2 years old in Egypt.
Wow.
And I came to the US trying to find an answer and find a job and had to start over again. Instead of being a pediatrician, I started from zero. I had to clean homes, to do whatever it took. And it took me a year and a half before I could see my children. And the day my kids came home to the US, they did not know who I was. And they wouldn't touch me. They wouldn't talk to me. And that was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through in my entire life. I got to be honest with you. That was the hardest thing.
That would be brutal on any parent.
Worse than even losing my dad, who was really essential. So anyway, that's my biggest why. My dad died from pancreatic cancer. I wanted to be an engineer like him. Because of him, I ended up being the doctor I am today.
What a powerful, powerful story. And thank you for sharing that. You know, that's what pulls on everyone's heartstrings as we listen to what you have to say and hear your story and the sacrifices that you've made along the way to get to where you are today. And when I met you a little while ago, I was so impressed with not only your demeanor, but also the way you talk to people and help other people. And you're so concerned and about their health and well-being. In fact, I remember hearing you talk to one of our colleagues about helping people find their inner peace. And by doing that, helping people to feel better, to look better. I thought, okay, this is somebody that I can latch onto. And we have the same passion. So today, as we fast forward and see AwareMed Health and Resource Centers, does that still ring true in what you're trying to accomplish in helping people find their own inner peace, feeling better, looking better, and interacting with their own family and their friends and their colleagues a little bit better? How does all that play into what you're currently doing today at AwareMed Health and Resource Centers?
Well, you know, Brian, I am very excited that you asked that question. Many years ago, actually 20 years ago, when I started really adding the an integrative approach to the either you call it Western medicine or you want to call it, you know, traditional medicine, or you want to call it, you know, the medicine of current medicine that everybody knows. When I left that, I had to find mentors and people. So when I told them my mission, they thought, Dalel, your mission is so broad, you would never be able to make it happen. And guess what I did? And my mission was to really help reignite the flame of health and wellness that is lying deep inside each and every one of us.
Right.
And help us align our spirit, mind, and body with the universe so that we can achieve accomplishment, achieve life, hope, and joy, and be, feel good, look good, and even have great sexuality and sensuality and enjoy life, live mm-hmm. every moment, every second, and communicate with each cell that we have power and joy.
We're only here for a short period of time when we consider, you know, adding eternity into the equation. For those of us that believe in that aspect of the entire human experience here on Earth. But I'm telling you, when I heard you also talk about nature has everything you need to heal yourself, and then we talk more about integrative medicine, where the integrative medicine literally is more of a holistic approach that has the patient at the center of that approach, but it also helps to emphasize the treatment that every person's health is different. Each one of us has something different that we're bringing to the equation. Somebody may have, some type of a disease at a certain time of their lives, and which also triggers depression, which also now we've got to worry about not just the physical health, we've got to worry about the mental health. But you take it a step further. And when I heard you say this a few months ago, actually, it was probably like 7 or 8 months ago, nature has everything you need to heal. What do you mean by that? Especially when you take it into the holistic approach and how we want to, you know, either modify or enhance our own individual lifestyle. How do you bring nature into that equation, that nature has everything in it to heal us?
Well, you know, there's three questions in your question. One of them is really nature is have everything, and that is absolutely correct. Second is, how do we restore that whole system? But let's go back to one thing. Way before medicine, we were healing. Healing is not something new. Western Indian healed. Mm-hmm. During the time of the Bible, people healed. Jesus was healing people.
Right.
So healing is not foreign to our body. Our body is one with the universe. Our body is one with God. Our body has all what it needs to really heal. We have all the power inside. But instead of also, we are interacting and interplaying with the environment. So the environment talks to us on a regular basis, and we respond to that environment. Our needs are coming from the environment. Every single gene we have is listening to the message and the song and the music of nature. So let me explain that. So food is medicine. Why is food medicine? Because food is communication. It's communicating with our DNA. And it tells us to turn on certain genes for certain things. Now, most people don't realize, but everything we respond to is the nature and the environment around us. If I am fearful, if I'm stressed, that turns on my certain genes. And it's more powerful than any medication I can give you. The environmental interaction between me and the environment turns on certain genes. That's what we call, for example, when it comes to food, we call that nutrigenomics, which means that the influence on the genes based on the food we're eating. So if we're eating food that really helps build certain elements in the body, like the mitochondria, for example, we need to eat food that is rich in L-carnitine. Now, I know a lot of us are vegan or vegetarian, but really L-carnitine is found in meat. Carnation, carn comes from Latin, means meat. So L-carnitine and CoQ10 and D-ribose are very essential to create the mitochondria that is the energy building unit in the system. So the food we're eating is very important for different things. So nature has everything we need. Most medications come from nature. So most people don't know that. So when people started digitalis, that's a plant. That's the digoxin or digitalis is a plant for the heart. So people who are in pharmacology started harnessing the power of plants to use plants for healing. Aspirin comes from plants. So most people don't realize that most of the initial original medications came from plant sources. Mm-hmm. Herbs are very powerful. And sometimes people think, okay, I can take as many herbs as I want to, as much herbs as I want to, and they think it's okay. It's not okay, because herbs are as powerful as any medications. So St. John formula really helps depression. Oregano helps you to get rid of yeast infections. So nature has it all. It just, we don't realize that nature has it all. And we think we are taking medications. Medication is something new. We're just over the last two centuries when we started using medications. But medications is in order for us to patent something that is in nature. So in order for to use something, so I hope I answered your questions.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it.
Has the water to heal us. Nature has oxygen to help help us. Nature has everything. Nature has, the music that really work on our systems, the aromatherapy that works on the limbic system and the primitive brain, so we can smooth things down. Everything is nature. We are interacting with nature at all levels.
You know, I love those answers. Oh, go ahead.
Not only that, but the microbiome, the bacteria that we are interacting with become one with us. It's like we're one with the universe. We're one with our bacteria. And we unfortunately choose our bacteria. If we're eating wrong food, we choose different bacteria. If we're eating sugar, we choose wrong microbiome. If we're stressed, we have a different microbiome. So the microbiome we have developed is based on the ecology of our environmental choices.
Beautiful. You know, I remember when I was a football player and told by the doctors that I had too many concussions, that I ended up losing my sight three different times after I got hit. It was pretty scary. And I was told that I could never play football again. So that promising NFL career that I thought I had in front of me was taken away. At the time, it was devastating for me as a young athlete, because that was my entire life. That's what I wanted to do. So not only did I have to deal with the problems of having brain injury sustained from those hits, but then I moved into the area of triggering migraines. So, when I even stopped playing football, I ended up running, not ended up, I used to be pretty fast and would run the 100 meters, 200 meters. When I'd finish, I'd trigger a migraine. Or when I got too stressed or didn't drink enough water, I'd trigger a migraine. And it wasn't just like a really bad headache. It was the type that puts you down and you've got to be in a dark room for many hours, if not a full day. It was brutal. Those migraines were terrible. And I had those for about 6 years after I was told I couldn't play football any longer. And one thing that resonates with me when we talk is that when nature heals, I remember going through that process of biofeedback therapy and trying to relax and calm myself down and breathing deeper and drinking more water and even taking some supplements. One of the doctors wanted to put me on a medication protocol. You know, this is back in the 80s. And I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to take what was natural. But nature helped heal me and get me over that difficult time in my life, not just from the injuries sustained, but also from the depression. And I know that that's one area that you focus on a lot is the anti-aging aspects that we all face, the autoimmune disorders, some of the chronic fatigue that many of us experience, especially as we age in life. Those you focus on detoxification, you focus on pain management, weight loss, hormone therapy. You have a really wide variety of services that you can offer patients at the center. So again, ladies and gentlemen, folks, we're talking to Dr. Dilal Akhoury, and she is the CEO and the medical director and the MD for AwareMed Health and Resource Center. So Dr. Dilal, can you tell the audience a little bit about maybe some of those success stories that you've seen from people that have entered the center? They've received the therapy and they come out a different person. And you always talk about discovering the new you. Let's talk about that for just a minute. How do you see that?
You know, every single patient is really a human being. Every single patient is very unique. Every single patient needs to be taken care of at the level they want. Everybody wants to be known, understood. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be respected. And the first thing we do at the center is welcome people. We have the culture of love, culture of compassion, culture of care. When you walk in that door, you become one of us. We love you. We take care of you. And we do whatever it takes to get you better. And it begins by really allowing you to be you. And allowing you to accept yourself. So accepting people is one thing, and accepting oneself is a completely different thing. A lot of time we forgive people, a lot of time we love people, a lot of time we do for people, but very seldom do we love oneself. Right. Very seldom do we forgive ourselves. Very seldom do we get rid of the shame and the bitterness and accept who we are. And one of the things I do is dig deep enough until I find the emotional trauma. But beyond every disease, there is an emotional trauma. And I help people to know that it's safe. I help them to know they're not alone. And I help them to know that this pain, this emotional trauma, is the gift to humanity. Once they really handle this and discover it, they're able to be themselves and accept themselves and love themselves. Then we can go from there to the next level. And we start doing a complete understanding of why am I sick? Why do I have a autoimmune disease? So we do an investigation. It starts with a good history, then exceptional lab that are very much deeper lab than what you're getting. It could be a hormonal, all the lab that are hormonals, all the inflammatory markers that we can get, all the natural, the regular stuff that most people do, the genetic testing if needed to be, heavy metal evaluation, candida evaluation. So we keep digging deep enough until we find the root cause. And most of the root cause also under is part of it has to do with your nutrition, your lifestyle, your everything. So we spend a very big time, a long time figuring out why, the why and the deep dive until we figure out the reason for the problem. Mm-hmm. Then we start creating a strategy to get rid of the problem. Early on in my career, I wanted to address all the issues at the same time. And you know, that was very difficult for people and it's too much. And I've discovered with time that if you fix one issue at a time, you may readjust the whole equation and things are much better. So really sometimes we just decide which system needs to be addressed first. Is it the gastrointestinal system? Is it the mitochondrial dysfunction? Is it the excess toxins? Is it the hormonal imbalances? What do we need to address first? What's best for better outcome? And at times when we focus on one or two things, we can really restore the whole thing without doing too much. So we use whatever we need. We need intravenous infusions if needed. We need, because to replace what's missing, it's important to replace what's missing. And we use the tools and the laboratory things that we do, we use those to help us to create a customized strategy to help people get better. So if people need B vitamins, which many of them are very essential in genetic manipulation. So understanding what your genetic makeup is at times helps us design the right infusions, helps us design the right diet, helps us design the right lifestyle, helps us design the right supplement list. So we create and right exercise program. So to summarize, we are inviting people to feel good. We nurture them. We love them. Then we do a deep dive to figure out the emotional trauma, then do deep dive into the laboratory things to help us evaluate what problems do we have. And from then, we choose one or two issues that we fix and use whatever it takes, whether exercise, diet, infusions that are tailored to these specific issues that we find. And most of the time, people feel so much better. They're welcome. They're loved. They start losing weight or they start feeling great or they start looking younger. And that really makes me so happy. And every time I see that, I say, oh, God, thank you, God, for my dad's disease, for my dad's death. And I hate to say that sometimes I say, thank you, God, for my dad. Death, because his mission on the planet, one of his missions of the planet was to help me become the person I'm supposed to be so I can fulfill my mission as well. So he had a mission and I have a mission. And I'm hoping I help others to fulfill their missions as well.
Well, I think you're doing a masterful job at that. There's many here on the planet, there's thousands of us that would agree with that last statement. And you are doing a great job in helping all of us discover a new you. I think that was well said and encapsulated in the answer that you gave. And I was thinking about the different ways that you go about not only just going through those different layers that you mentioned, but it got me thinking about a few things that I put in one of my books a few years ago, and that was it's called Healthy Habits of Highly Productive People or Highly Productive Employees. It's all about the health and wellness and corporate wellness programs in America at corporations and how they weren't really getting enough of the things that they actually need in order to overcome their challenges. But what I remembered from that research is that, you know, there are other people who have experienced maybe what you have, but one thing that came to light was something that we really haven't talked about much lately. It's getting more attention today than it has in the past, but, you know, I deal with a lot of, we deal with a lot of veterans around the country. We deal with a lot of truck drivers who are not very healthy. And we also deal with these corporations who are trying to help their employees get better or be more productive. But in the past, we've really never discussed something that was always meant for athletes and for veterans, so our military personnel. And that was the term post-traumatic stress. Some people put the word disorder on there. And so you probably heard of PTSD or PTS. So that post-traumatic stress literally was always meant to be in a discussion to be held by someone who had experienced injury emotionally, physically, spiritually. But now we're talking about that with the rank and file employees. It's not just depression and anxiety. It's now also PTS or PTSD that we throw into the mix. So when you're able to work with a patient that needs to overcome a chronic disease or an autoimmune disorder, that's also triggering, or even weight loss, weight reduction, that's also triggering other diseases. So I love what you're saying, Dr. Dalal, about fixing one problem at a time, or one challenge, let's call it a challenge, one challenge at a time to help that person feel better about themselves. They look better. They feel better. They're more productive. Whatever that means for that particular individual, I love what you're doing there. But you also have some, you mentioned something in that last segment about having an IV. Sometimes we need a little bit of extra help to help us get over that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing at the center, the oxygen therapy, the IVs, even the HOCAP machine. Tell us a little bit about some of those things that you're doing for your patients. Well,
the thing is, unfortunately, we have destroyed the body capability to heal most of the time because the body is so resilient and the body is capable to regenerate. The body is capable to detox. The body is capable to really get better very fast. The problem that happens, and when I said unfortunate, is the toxic burden is so high that it's even beyond the capability of the body to really fix it. Especially when we age. Age in itself is a stressor. It's a stress on the body because we're working with low hormones. We're working with low dopamine. We're working with low things. We don't have them. We just don't have enough of it. So when we have messed up our body, we messed up one of the most important systems in the body. And that's what we call our gastrointestinal tract. So our gastrointestinal tract is not capable, unfortunately, to regenerate fast enough to be able to absorb or perform the function it's supposed to perform as adequate and as optimal as it can. So we end up having what we call leaky gut syndrome. So we allow things that are not supposed to pass the gut blood barrier to pass through, and our body starts an autoimmune response to really fight these things. So a lot of time we have to bypass the stomach and the gastrointestinal tract in order for us to be able to heal them, because they're not capable to perform. they're not capable to use the function. So if I give you all the supplements you want, that you need, and your gastrointestinal tract is not digesting them or changing them or absorbing them, it's useless. It's just a waste. So sometimes the best thing to do is to deliver these things directly into your bloodstream in order for you to be able to use them and create what's missing, including creating the barrier again of the gastrointestinal tract. So the use of infusion therapy is, number one, has to be by experienced people, have to be by people who understand what they're doing. Right now, you see mushroom places all over the country do infusions, whether they know what they're doing or not, I don't know. But when I create a plan for someone, I create it based on their personal need. It's a personalized treatment program. It's really mainly done for these particular people. So that's very important. We need to know what is a Meyer cocktail? Yeah, just very few small vitamins, but some of them would be enough, but it may not be enough for the next person. Mm-hmm. And then you as an element doctor or in a person, you may need to add more ascorbic acid or more B vitamins based on what you know. Mm-hmm. So really helping your gut to heal is one of the main things. And also bypassing the malfunctioning gut is essential. And then third is really help the body to restore quicker and to restore actually with the elements that they're missing and needed. So that's why infusion therapy is. Oxygen therapy is really, there's a book called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. Oxygen is really the cleaner of the hydrogen bomb. What we call oxidative stress is hydrogen, all the bad hydrogen. Oxygen is really what takes the hydrogen and form water as part of detoxification of the danger of the hydrogen bomb. So oxidative stress is hydrogen. So it's, even though we call it oxidative, it's really we're becoming more oxidized. Hydrogen is a positive currency and very positive and is very destructive. It's protons. And oxygen gives its own electron to form water. So that's how you clean the body. So given enough oxygen can restore a lot of things. So we use oxygen, we use ozone therapy, we use a lot of oxygen or oxidative therapies to restore the body. So that's another thing.
Very cool.
You're talking about the HOCAT. The HOCAT is the second sister, the biggest organ in the body is not really the gastrointestinal tract. The biggest organ in the body is the skin.
Skin, yep.
And anything that could be delivered through the skin in the proper way. And the HOCAT is a special machine that I import from South Africa. I know the founder, and the one who created the HOCAT happened to be an Egyptian guy. But
imagine that
an Egyptian guy and an incredible Jewish guy got together, and one is the founder, the creator of the equipment, and one is the one who is selling the equipment and manufacturing the equipment. And it was manufactured in South Africa. So North Africa and South Africa got together and created the HOCAT. The HOCAT, they call it the HOCAT. And the HOCAT really delivered 10 different services or 10 different systems to the body. It delivers one thing which is very important, it's called hyperthermia, that works on the heat shock proteins. It develops oxygen, it develops ozone through the skin, through the rectum, through the vagina, and I know some people don't like me to specify these organs, and through different parts of the system, in order to deliver ozone to detoxify the system. Hmm. It also have what we call microcurrent, which is similar to a little bit of very low current that you may not even detect. It also have, carbonic acid that really help open blood vessels. So it has 10 different modalities, including hydrotherapy, 10 different modalities that aromatherapy that really help restore the system. Pulse electromagnetic field, PEMF, and each one of these modalities, if you use it, you pay $75 for the 20 minutes. So imagine you have $750 that you get for $200 of 20 minutes treatment. And so it saves you time, it saves you energy, it saves you a lot of things. So just a wonderful piece of equipment that is incredible, that I love. Helps a lot of patients, for help you look younger, helps you look healthier, help you detoxify, help you rehydrate, regenerate, create, enhances the stem cells, help you lose weight. It's just a beautiful piece of a tool that I have in one of my toolboxes, but I love the HOCAT.
Incredible technology that's available for really anybody, especially those who are fortunate enough to live in or close by to Johnson City, Tennessee. But what about those of us who are on the other side of the country? Let's talk a little bit about how
we're going to have that AwareMed 360, and we're going to have that AwareMed Express, and you're going to be part of that. And we're
What if someone actually literally says, I can't wait for the operations to be out here in my neck of the woods? Can they call you? Can they get some advice over on the phone? Can they start some type of treatment before there's actually a physical facility in their neck of the woods?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. How would they do that? Let's talk about how they'd get a hold of you.
We have telehealth and telemedicine. People can call my office directly. They can also go to our website, awaremed.com. They can also follow me on Twitter and TikTok and LinkedIn and Facebook. And tell you what, I am all over the map. I was telling my employees today, I have urgency. I have a sense of urgency.
Yes.
Because I've lived on the planet long enough, and what's left is not as long. And I'm grateful for all those years. I'm grateful for how I've been trained and educated by life and people and everything around me, all the good and the bad and ugly made me who I am today. My urgency is to pass on the awareness. And that's why we call our clinic AwareMed. So we're raising the awareness on how to feel good, how to look good at any age, and how to enjoy sexuality and life and intimacy for as long as you can. At 80s, at 90s, at 100, you still can enjoy intimacy and be happy. And happy Valentine's Day!
Today is Valentine's Day. I failed to mention that earlier. So happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Akuri. By the way, so as Dr. Akuri had mentioned, where you can reach her or her staff, again, that's awaremed.com. So the word aware coupled with M-E-D, awaremed.com. Also on Twitter, also on Instagram and TikTok. You've been doing a lot of videos on TikTok lately that you've been releasing, and you'll keep doing more. So that's another way to raise awareness for the AwareMed brand. But more importantly, folks, all of our listeners, you want to raise your awareness of how you're feeling, how you're looking, and how you can improve your own health and well-being. That's what Dr. Dalal Akuri is all about. Let me also, for those of you that are searching for Dr. Akuri on Instagram, it would be the @, and it's your full name, right, Doctor?
Dalal Akuri.
Yeah, DalalAkoury. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so if you're doing the search on Twitter, If you don't go to Wear Med, if you're looking, you know, the TikTok videos or the Instagram videos or pictures, search for Dr. Dalal Akuri. This is tremendous information. Is there anything else we haven't discussed that you'd like our audience to know about, Doctor?
Brian, yes. I want them to know that they deserve every bit of everything. They deserve to get treated. They deserve to feel good. They deserve to spend money on their own selves, not on only their cars or their houses. They deserve to make their body as happy and healing as a beautiful temple with love, with exercise, with meditation, with supplements, with nutrition, with IV therapy. You are worth it. You deserve it. You are the one. Start loving you. Happy Valentine's. And the first heart has to be yours. Touch your heart. Be happy to be alive and enjoy it. Live the moment and de-stress.
What a tremendous message. Thank you so much. And again, we're just honored to have Dr. Dalal Akuri as our guest today. Some amazing information we've learned. And just don't forget that you can also, again, if you're different parts of the country and you're not, you're unable to get into one of her centers out east, make sure you give her a call. Give Dr. Dalal Akuri a call or her staff and maybe get started on your own path. Because you do deserve to feel better and look better. And by the way, you actually matter. So, well, that's a message that we want to leave with you today is that you matter. For now, let's go ahead and wrap up the episode today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Health Beat. Again, my name is Brian Hazelgren, and I'm honored to be your host. We've had a great experience today talking to Dr. Dalal Akuri. Hopefully you've gained something new from what you've learned today. I'm going to sign off for now. There's plenty of other episodes that you can listen to in the past. There'll be more coming forward. If you want additional information about Dr. Dalal Akuri, you can also go to our site at healthbeat.com or positific.com and tune in from that area. Don't forget about our YouTube channel. You can check that out as well. For now, again, I'm Brian Hazelgren. I'll be signing off and make sure you have an awesome day today and even a better week. Take care now.
Yeah.